path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm awesome.
What
How
a great
you?
Night of sports yesterday, huh?
It was. It
Unbelievable.
Was a very, very good night of sports. I caught the end of the Chiefs game.
Me too. You were texting at the same time. I would put it up on that split screen.
I don't have that.
Someone
told me the sound... No, my brother told me that the sound was messed up on the Chiefs game broadcast, like at least over the air.
I never turned it on.
So I was just like, well, okay, I won't even check it. You know what I mean? I think I was kind of planning on it. And then when I checked it at some point when they took a break from the Royals to go to commercial, I flipped over to the broadcast real quick, and the sound was so messed up. So I was like, okay, and I just went back to the Royals game. By the time we finished the game, the Royals game... there's still most of the fourth quarter left. So
football takes too long.
It takes a long time, doesn't it? They need to find a way to speed up the game.
But with the YouTube thing, you know, it comes up on the split screen.
Yeah.
And then you pick which one you want the sound for. So I would only just pull it up during commercials and kind of look at the score and then go straight back. But, you know, I'm a weird... And I know I'm weird and people are going to be like, you're such a weird guy. I don't like switching back and forth, and I don't like trying to watch two things at once, because I just feel like I'm losing. And I know it's weird, but I like the commercials. Not that I like watching them, but I don't have to switch over. It's kind of like the pace of the game. Like, I'm in it.
Won't miss anything.
I'm concentrated on it. My mind's not looking over at this other game. I'm like, okay, well, there you go. We're at commercials. Let me go grab a Dr. Pepper. Boom. You know what I mean? A snack. Let me see what's going on.
Yeah.
Contemplate what I just saw, what I think's going to happen coming up, right? Like, it's just, I don't know. The commercials don't bother me in live sports. They really don't. I know they bother some people, but they don't bother me. And I found every time I went to go turn on the Chiefs game, I was just mildly distracted. So
yeah. Well, I could hear the neighborhood... you know, my neighborhood, like, the you know, when the Royals, you know, Salvi hits that
man,
home run.
And, what a hit.
And so when the Royals were getting runs, something great would happen. Someone, you know, even like when Massey just, you know, gets that hit and gets a base hit, I would hear this delayed cheer, but it was literally like 2 minutes in the neighborhood. And I was like, man, they're on a huge delay here. And Broke was like, well, they're probably watching the Chiefs game. And I was like, oh. And I was like, well, I guess that could be. But I also thought, but a Monday night game, like, do that many people get together? So it happened numerous times. And I realized, okay, no, people in the neighborhood are watching the Royals
cheering.
Game. They're cheering. Like, something, the Royals would do something good. And then I'd be screaming at my house, yes! And then literally, like, almost a full 2 minutes later, I'd hear the neighborhood go, yeah!
Right, but they were all on the same delay, or you're thinking they were cheering the Chiefs?
She thought they were cheering the Chiefs.
I would think it'd have to be, right?
I think that they were cheering the Royals, and they must have been watching at bars, and somehow there was a bigger delay.
Huh.
Maybe somebody just paused the game at one point without realizing it, or somehow got slightly behind in the game. And at a bar or something like that. And that's what I was hearing. But
why do you think people in the bar would...
You'd think that they'd be like, hey, someone just told me. Yeah.
Right.
But if you're talking like two minutes, then maybe they don't get that information fast enough. I was just like, that's a substantial delay. I've heard those little delays before.
Sure.
When you're watching playoff sports and the neighborhood will start cheering. Sometimes they might cheer before me. I don't know. But it's usually the other way around. But I don't know what inning it was. At some point, it was fairly early in the game, but it was after the Royals got those runs. I had promised that I would take the dogs for a walk. Well, I can watch the game on my phone, right? Because it's on Max, so I can just stream it. So I took the dogs out. I have never seen my neighborhood so dead. I did not see another person
walking.
I did not see cars on the road. I saw one car, it's the same route that I always take, pull up to the ice cream place, Betty Ray's, right? And I was like, oh, there's some people.
They just put one of those by my house somewhere.
Did they?
Yeah.
And the couple that got out were, you know, I'm not making fun of them, it's just they were like from Central Casting looking for goth 20-year-olds.
Right,
there was a couple, and she had long, dyed black hair, and he had black hair with the piercings and everything. Those are the only people I saw, and I was like, okay, that's it. Right. Everyone's watching either the Chiefs or the Royals.
Yeah. Well, it was a great night for Kansas City.
It was awesome.
It was great,
awesome.
Just to be in the national spotlight.
The one thing I did kind of want to know, and then, of course, I got my answer. I wanted to know how Hunt was doing. I was curious what kind of a night he would have, and... you know, because we got to see him a little bit, but I thought, well, this could be the game. See, you know, how much they use him, and who knows what the Chiefs' plan of attack is. But you got to think that they're probably going to be trying to run the ball quite a bit. And so, before I could even ask my brother, I got a message that said, "Man, you know, Hunt looks amazing. Yeah. Like he never missed a step." And then that's all I see people talking about today. I taped the game, the football game, but then when it was over, when everything was said and done, I thought I can watch the highlights. Yeah. Of the whole game,
I had no
on
reason
YouTube.
To like,
so,
you know.
And I did. I just didn't think I needed to go back and rewatch the game.
Yeah,
you know, at that point, if it, you know, sometimes I'll do that. But I knew what was going on, and I'm just, you know, I was excited about the Royals.
Yeah.
So, and I know you were too, because you and I were talking about it.
Yeah.
And
that's a great game to watch.
That's because now
and the Tigers,
coming back to Kansas City.
Did you see that story?
That's what scares
about
me.
The Tigers was. Man, I have to look up his name. But I just thought this was one of the, just a really kind of cool story. With the 2020 minor league season canceled because of COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kerry Carpenter took a part-time job at Dick's Sporting Goods. And then his quote was, "I probably wasn't the best worker there." The former 562nd overall pick hit the 3-run home run in the bottom of the ninth off the best closer in baseball.
Yeah.
That, like, man.
That's what I'm talking about it on TV.
That's, like, you know,
okay,
like.
That's a
that's
movie.
Baseball, though, right? Like, that's baseball. You know, you don't really get those, you know, Kurt Warner, I guess, you know. But you really don't get those stories in football. In baseball, you get them. You know, like. You know, Joe Flacco, I guess, sitting on his couch. So it does happen, but man, like, what? That guy was
pretty rare.
4 years ago, that dude was working at Dick's.
Right.
Telling kids what baseball bat to get.
And it's like, also with baseball, it's so hard to say who's the star. I mean, obviously, there are MVPs and those types of things. But look at where we're at right now.
Right.
You know? So, and like, then Salvi hitting that home run, because it's almost like, in my mind, I'm thinking Salvi has been here before.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a great team leader. But what better way to lead the team than to show them, hey, we can hit off this guy.
Right, exactly.
We can do this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's not get in our heads too much.
Those playoff experience matters. I mean, when you look at it about the guys who have been stepping up, you know.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham's played like 40 playoff games.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right.
He's not, the moment's not too big for him.
Right. Yeah.
He's been there before, you know.
It was
Salvi, you know, a bunch of playoff games. Those guys got it, you know.
Yeah. And I know, I think maybe I don't know if we talked about this.
Just exciting.
I know we talked about it. Salvi probably doesn't have the stats. Definitely doesn't have the stats.
Yeah, but
George
Brett
does.
Underrated.
But he's just such an all-time great.
I think Salvi's the best player the Royals have ever had.
He's just so great.
And I know people say George Brett in the stands.
George Brett is awesome. George Brett has an aura. I mean, someone was talking about that the other day. They said when you're in a room and George Brett is there, there's like a presence. And I agree.
Yeah.
He is a local, you know, hero.
Right.
And an amazing athlete.
Like, and I don't, you know what, I'm not old enough to know. Like, I was old enough to see George Brett, but wasn't old enough to see him like I see Salvi. And I just see Salvi the way...
That's me.
He works with pitchers, the way he controls the game, the way he stuck his tongue back out last night. Like, we won't be intimidated by you guys.
Exactly.
The way, you know...
Not to say that George Brett couldn't have done the same thing in that moment, because he was great in the playoffs.
Of course, and hit home runs and stuff, but man.
Salvi being that team captain, all those things, for my generation, this is the first time I really get to experience it.
And catchers get underrated. Like, he's not going to hit for the average that George Brett did.
Right.
But George Brett didn't call a game.
Right.
Salvi calls the game.
Him calling for, you know, that was pretty cool seeing that last night.
Like, hey, get a guy warmed up.
Get somebody warmed
man.
Up. And they said after the game, they were asking, what's his name? The old Giants manager. He's on TBS. He does the post game. Anyway, they were asking him, like, you know, would you have let your catcher do that? And he's like, no. No. He's like, I mean, maybe. He's like, I might have trusted them, you know, their opinion a little bit, but I never trusted anyone like that. You know?
Right.
And I thought, well, that makes sense. If it was going to be somebody, there would be somebody like Salvi.
Yeah, he's
of course.
The
guy that says, get
he's going to be a wonderful manager.
You think?
Whenever he's done, he's going to be great.
He's
going to be great. Just
awesome.
And that's why I say he's the best Royal ever. Like, the way he plays the game, the way he understands it, the way he can get people motivated, just everything about him. Like, I mean, he's just great.
Well, and I hope.
And I know people argue. And by the way, that's a debate to be had. Like, there's no way that I say I'm right. And if you say George Brett was the best, then I'm wrong. Like, I'm probably in the minority to think that. It's just my opinion.
No, but what you're saying is there is a case to be made for why
absolutely.
I believe this, and it's not crazy to say
exactly.
it. And that's what I was trying to tell
exactly.
my brother last night. I said, no.
Right.
I'm just saying, if someone says that, it's not crazy.
It's the most important position on the field.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, me Jack too.
Can see, now is... Just got to find those tickets so somebody can help us out.
Chacho's got a game Wednesday.
Okay.
So I need to try to get to that Thursday game.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'll take the Wednesday game. You know, however this works, you know, I know people probably want us to use their tickets and there's going to be a line forming, but, you know, I promise we'll use somebody's tickets if you offer them
up. I need 3 tickets for Thursday.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's going on?
Well, nothing. So... Now what? We're just not allowed to talk about the Royals anymore or the Chiefs anymore?
Yeah, okay.
Because we talked about sports yesterday.
Sure.
I mean, the Royals are in the playoffs. Yesterday...
how about me, guys? Watching
I know.
Games,
that Snow Cone was watching the baseball game. Like, actively watching it.
I actually started to kind of favor it more, to be honest.
Did you?
Yeah.
And why...
Baseball is great.
What do you think that was?
Well,
like you just
I kind of turned it on. I was watching the Chiefs game, and then I figured out that little split screen thing because I was trying to flip back to the
Royals. To be honest with you, I've been using that thing for a couple years now. I'm so shocked that. I mean, I'm glad they did, but I on all of my social media and from you and other people, like, this split screen is great.
It's clutch,
I'm like,
man. It's clutch.
How have you guys been living your life?
Right without
up until this point. Like, when it came out the first time, I was like, do you want to watch 4 football games at once?
I was going to ask, they do 3 and 4 split screens?
Yeah, so they'll do 4 college football games.
Okay.
The only problem is you can't pick them.
Okay.
But it'll give you like 7 different options of these 4 different games.
Right. So I was on your YouTube TV up here, and I went to go back to the guide to see where the Royals game was at, and it had that little split screen. Do you want to watch the Royals and the Chiefs? I put that on. And man, it's clutch.
That's
but
cool.
I turned it on, and it was like in the 4th.
Right.
And so like a play later, Salvi hits the home run, and they start. And so it was exciting. So
you
I started
I had a buddy of mine who sent me a picture like double stressed of 2 TVs in his living room. And I am that guy. I just took a picture of the split screen and sent it back to him.
Right.
And it's cool.
Hey,
you
just
roll
over. Do it.
You control which one you want the volume to be on. You can move back and forth. That was cool.
I watched all. I didn't miss a second of the Royals game. But what's cool about that split screen is you pull it up. You don't have to change the volume. You can turn it over for a second and then just go back to the Royals. Boom.
Yeah.
And you don't miss anything. So, like, I don't switch back and forth. But when you go click back onto the Royals for the full screen... if you hit the back button, it automatically goes to the two split screen.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to pick it every time.
That's right. I forgot I used YouTube TV at Thanksgiving last year. And yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's nice. I know, I think cable companies or somebody, maybe it was TV manufacturers. That was a big deal.
Yeah, picture
somebody,
in picture.
Like in early 2000s, you know, picture in picture. Might have even been the 90s. I don't remember. I think it was probably the 2000s. But still, even with it being technology has been around that long, I've never owned anything that allow or had a service that allows me to do it. Right. So I always pull out the tablet. And I'll pull up, you know, whatever I need to pull up, streaming, and then that's that. And I don't know, was the sound for the Chiefs game, was that only for people who were watching over the air, or were people watching on cable?
Anyone that was not watching ESPN.
Okay.
It was that they're watching the local channel.
Right.
It was the doubled up audio. ESPN had the regular.
I was surprised.
They fixed it like at halftime.
Yeah, it took a while.
It took a while.
Because my brother said something about how the sound is messed up, and I'll be honest, he had just texted me earlier in the day and said that he had gotten his new digital tuner for his TV, because the TV's messed up and he's going to have to watch the game over the air. Okay, so then he tells me, well, the football game audio is messed up, and I thought, well, he just got this tuner. Maybe it's his TV. He's like, it's giving me a headache. There's this horrible echo.
Right.
And I was like, well, he just said that the remote control was also controlling his soundbar. You know, like, maybe that's it. So when I checked in on the football game, I will admit, it was pretty late. It took me a while to tune in. And the sound was still doing it. I texted him. I was like, has it been doing it this whole time? And he goes, yeah. He goes, sometimes the audio will go away.
I can't believe they can't fix
and
it.
Every time it goes away, you think they're going to fix it. And then it comes back, and it's still bad.
I didn't hear
but
it.
But apparently
so
they fixed
know,
it shortly after that.
I didn't, okay.
It was pretty bad. I mean,
for a long time.
I said, yeah, I was like, it's bad enough that if I were watching the game,
annoying.
I would have muted it and had the radio on.
It was like a
half
second echo.
Yeah, okay. And you're hearing the.
It was like echo.
It's tough, but you can watch a game with no sound. That's, you know, Brooke was like, well, can't
or turn
you
on
have 96 to have sound?
5 the fan.
That's what I was saying. You can turn on. That's what I would have done is turn on the radio and mute the TV. But, I need
Joe
something.
Buck and Troy Aikman. You might as well listen to Mitch Holtis anyways.
I know.
Those two.
I think Laszlo likes Aikman, don't you?
I know. You guys like him. I hate him.
I don't like him at all.
I don't know that there's ever been... I'm being like an announcer. I don't like Bob Costas.
Which is so weird.
Really?
I got excited about Bob Costas covering the Royals.
Oh, man, it felt so good hearing him.
I know. When they said on Saturday, I saw that he was doing the game on Saturday, and I said something to the group chat, and Nick was like, yeah, we get him for the whole series. It's amazing. And Laz was like, yeah, I'm not a fan. I was like, oh, that's right. He doesn't like Costas.
I haven't heard him in so long, and it felt good.
I've read his book.
Uh-huh.
I don't dislike him as a person. And I like his stats that he gives out. I think they're cool. But he just seems like that guy that's like, hey. And like I said in our group chat, like in the Vince McMahon stuff and everything, like I said the F word, I'm edgy.
Yeah.
He just like, he comes just so stodgy and like, you know, appropriate for everything. Like he sounds like one of those sports guys, and you can hear him on the radio if you listen, and you know the difference. The guys who do sports talk, he sounds like the guy who always shows up in a sport coat. That's what he sounds like to me.
To me, it's like him and Al Michaels are the top of the top.
Al Michaels says F you all the time. Like Al Michaels,
I'm not saying the same person. I just think they're the
crimson. I know, but Al Michaels is a beer drinker. He's I just feel more comfortable.
More of
I want to have a drink.
Blue collar.
I know some people vote for president this way.
Yeah.
I want to have a drink with Al Michaels. I do not want to hang out with Bob Costas and have him just be condescending to my baseball knowledge the entire time.
Okay, if we're saying who would you ever drink with, Al Michaels?
Of course.
Sure. But I mean, come on. It's like the two greats. It's them. I know some people think it's Joe Buck. I don't think a lot of people in Kansas City think it's Joe Buck because
Joe
of the
Buck. Why do you hate
Royals
Joe
fans?
Buck?
The Royals fans got mad at him because of the.
Because he said Madison Bumgarner was great.
He's just
there was
prick.
That, but
he
then
was
also, there was also the stuff where he said, who was it that. It wasn't Randy Moss. Who did the mooning on the end zone? He was like. You know, Joe Buck's telling me, he was like, I'm so sorry that you had to see that, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like Bob Costas would do the same thing.
Well, Joe Buck did that.
Right.
So,
Joe
Buck
actually did that.
Yeah, and that was kind of bad. But I don't hate Joe Buck the way that a lot of, I think, Royals fans do.
Right.
They got really annoyed with him. Especially, I mean, looking back, now that you have Mahomes on your team, you have one of these people on, you have the guy on your team. And I heard Aikman say it last night. He's like, I know people get sick of all of us, anyone who calls these games. talking about Mahomes. And they're like, guys, please just quit talking
about
Mahomes.
Exactly right. Lexus Terry just nailed it. Bob Costas is the Tom Hanks.
I know. That's what I thought immediately, is that you're treating
If he was at the table and all the guys you like, DiCaprio and Scorsese and Pacino and De Niro, they're all laughing at a joke, and then they cut to Tom Hanks, and he's like, well, I don't think that's appropriate. Same thing. Al Michaels, Collinsworth, all those guys are over at the bar having a drink, laughing, and they cut to Costas. He's like, guys, I don't know if we should be acting like this.
I think it's Joe Buck.
Him and Joe Buck are in a corner together like, guys, come on now. We're professionals.
I think Costas is at the legend table, right?
That's what I think. He's like, I just think he's as...
Well, yeah, I'm not saying he's not a legend. I don't like him.
As big as I get.
I think Tom Hanks is a legend, too. I'm not saying he's a bad actor. I just don't like him.
It's, you know, look, I haven't read his
books. Tom Hanks wasn't at the De Niro table, and there's a reason why.
I haven't read...
Because they were like, beat it.
I haven't read...
Beat it, dork.
I haven't read Bob Costas' books, so he probably has more than one. I wouldn't be surprised. Or his book, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know as much about him as you. To me, it's when I hear his voice, I know this is the big time. And I know Joe Buck is supposed to evoke that same sort of feeling. Joe Buck, I don't... It's just on a different level. Yes, I know if I hear Buck's voice, this must be... you know, this is their A-team or whatever. Right, this is this is something that they care about. This isn't a throwaway game or a throwaway event. But Costas just sounds, and maybe it's my age too, maybe he was already big enough by the time I was a kid that, just like Michaels, that when I hear that voice, like if Madden were still around.
You're a big Marv Albert fan?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I think.
So it's like comforting, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. It just sounds legendary.
He just seems condescending to me.
And that
in his tone, like, man.
I guess I was just excited that the Royals got him, and because it could have been... Well, anybody. I don't know. I don't know who does the games.
Right.
So when I saw that it was Costas, and then when Nick said that they got him for the whole series, I was like, okay, that's pretty awesome. I mean,
well, I must be wrong. I mean, if you guys,
I feel like I just came
like
for the Olympics, so I turned it on last night.
I know. I thought
like,
he was semi-retired.
Man, I haven't heard that guy's voice in forever, and it's so good.
Well, last night my sister-in-law said, you know, why are you watching the Royals? Like, aren't you going to switch back and forth? And I said, you've got to understand. I'm in my 40s, and this is only the third time I've had an opportunity to watch the Royals in the playoffs. Like,
right.
it doesn't happen often. It hasn't happened often. Now, my older brothers and my grandpa, they
What's
got more.
What's going to happen if it's Royals Tigers to go to the World
Series? It's going
to
suck. It's going to suck because
It'll
we're
be
just
great.
Never going to hear the end of it.
What do you mean? I would expect the Royals to win.
You would?
Yeah, against the Tigers. Yeah.
I don't know. The Tigers look pretty damn good.
The
but,
Royals have much better players than the Tigers do.
Well, what do you think about Bobby?
What's his name? Hasn't had a hit yet?
Yeah, what do you think about Bobby Witt saving his good stuff for KC? That's what I think he's doing, don't you?
I think
he's actually... Look, it's just... Is it statistically all that strange for him to go this long without a hit? Or is he really, in this moment...
Well, Costa said last night, he's like, you know, this happens in the middle of the season, no one notices.
Right.
But right now, you notice.
Yeah, that's right, he did. So, is it really that big of a deal, or... I mean, it sucks that your best player isn't being productive.
You still won a game.
You're winning without him, right? That's my thing. You're able to
get
runs without him.
You're winning without him. You're winning without Vinny. Sal hasn't been great.
Right.
I mean, Sal did hit the home run, but I think between the three of them, that might be their only hit.
Yeah.
Is Sal's home run, is that right? They might be 1-for-16 between the three of them.
I think Garcia had like 4 hits yesterday or something
Sweet.
Like that. And
he is my
Massey
favorite.
Has been really good in the
Garcia's
playoffs
my favorite
game.
Royal.
So, yeah, it's nice to know that even that game they lost on Saturday, that they're able to score runs.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hold down Bobby for...
But you can't, exactly. That's one thing. All right, so it's
Plus,
been,
also, you know, people like always struggling. You know, baseball, yeah, okay. So they pitched him well, and he hasn't got a hit. He also made great double plays, great plays in the field. Like, he's helped the team win.
Yeah, no, you know? Exactly. He
single-handedly beat the Orioles.
Right.
Like, slow down.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, what's wrong about it? It's 2 games, and he single-handedly beat the Royals.
Orioles.
Or the Orioles.
Yeah.
Single-handedly beat them and played great defense so far. Like, he'll be okay.
Yeah.
Relax.
Last night's game, though, was when I started to think, you know, the Royals might be able to pull this
it's
off.
It's just so funny. Just fans in general. Like, well, what's wrong? Like, he literally single-handedly beat the Orioles.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
That's what my thing is, that these announcers make
my
this
fear
deal,
is that, and I don't think he will because he's a pro and he's so good. You fear in baseball you start pressing a little bit.
Well, so that's what I'm asking.
He's going for 0 for something, and then you're like, man, I got to get a hit. But I just don't think that's going to happen to him because I just think he's so good.
I felt like maybe that's what they were saying yesterday in those last couple of at-bats because he kind of chased that same pitch a couple of times. And you go, all right, is he in his head a little too much?
Yeah.
Is that really a concern? Like, the guy's amazing. And, of course, you know, then Judge gets a hit first because both of them had been basically shut out for this series. So
Judge got on base a couple of times, scored a run.
Yeah.
He's been better than Bobby.
Well, he's gotten those walks, and then last night he got a hit, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he walked the other day, I think he scored a run, so...
He did, yeah.
So, you know, he's been better, but... But I mean, neither one of them have been, you know, like, hey, we're the greatest... These are the two MVPs.
Sure.
You're like, okay.
You wouldn't think that just from watching this series. Mm-hmm. But
I think you will before it's all over.
And last night I thought, you know, the Royals they might be able to beat the Yankees. I know you already thought that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I hope it's fun. I hope they keep it competitive.
I think they throw Seth Lugo tomorrow. He can win. He's maybe the best pitcher in baseball right now.
Okay.
He can win. Then you got Walker coming back. He pitched good.
Yeah.
And then you got Cole Reagans. Those are your last three.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
I think the Royals win it.
Boy, it's exciting.
And then I think I think they beat whoever they play. I'm being honest, like right now.
Well, let's not.
I think they beat the Tigers or the Guardians. Now, I think when they get into the World Series, they're going to have to play the Padres or the Dodgers or the Phillies. The Mets, like those teams are pretty good. But
if you can win a pennant,
You get on the World Series, you still got those pitchers. Like, you still got a chance. I think the Royals still got a chance. I really do. I
hate that we have to wait till tomorrow. I'm so excited. Know.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.